Yeah, we've been inundated over the last while in relation to parents who simply can't find respite, and we tried to ascertain from the HSE whether this was just increased demand that aren't being met or whether there was significant cuts in the county. And I must say I was absolutely astonished when we seen the results back from the answers that were the questions we put in. It showed that in 2013 that Donegal was providing 81,000 hours per annum of respite for these children and adolescents with intellectual disability. Today we're only providing 23,000 hours, which means a cut of 70%. It actually means that nearly a quarter of a million hours have been taken away for the services over the last 5 years, and this has left families in a very difficult situation. This has left children not having their needs met, and it's absolutely scandalous that this level of cuts has been taken place in Donegal by the HSE and by the government to children who are very vulnerable, children with intellectual disabilities, and families who are caring for those children but need that respite in order for them to continue to provide that care, love and attention for the children in this situation, and which saves a huge amount of money for the state instead of having people in long-term residential care.
As you say, the demand is obviously there. Are there any plans from what you've been speaking to relevant bodies in terms of reinstating some of those hours?
Well, one of the areas that we've been working on is the issue in South Donegal around at Seaview House, and that's been very sporadic over the last while in relation to providing hours. In some weeks there's no hours provided, in other weeks there's a large number of hours. There is a new operator coming in there, which is Rehab, which will be taking up their role shortly. But again, the decision by the HSE is flawed, because while Rehab put in for a 7-day service, the HSE has only authorised them for 5 days, which means that they could have provided an extra 15,000 hours per annum, but have decided to actually penny pinch and deny these children and families their hours. This would go a long way if they moved this service up to 7 days a week, providing an extra 15,000 hours and starting to get back to where we were while we would still have a long way to go. So this is the focus at this point in time. We have the capacity in that facility. We have an operator that's willing to provide the additional hours, and this is something that immediately the government and the HSE need to move on to increase the service there, and then look at other areas where we can increase the services across Donegal. You know, we have to be mindful that these are children. These are children with intellectual disabilities, some of them with severe autism. These are, you know, families that, and many of them that I know well, that need that respite. They need that day or two off a break so that they can recharge their batteries and then can continue to provide that support for these individuals. And simply that support is not there at this point in time, and way short of meeting the needs of the families and these children.